B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Looking for the public's help in an attempted kidnapping in Cambridge, Jay-Z getting into the weed business, and better get your friend's fix on Netflix while you can. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, the person most surprised that Wendy Williams is in a new relationship is her new man.
Leroy has your sports.
And what happened last night at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is proof that you best be ready when opportunity knocks.
But first, police are looking for the public's help to identify a man who allegedly tried to steal a baby from a stroller in an attempted kidnapping yesterday. He's also accused of assaulting the woman who was pushing her child in the stroller. So the incident happened in the area of Harvard and Prospect Streets in Cambridge, and witnesses did take a picture of the man who was barefoot before he ran off. He's described as a white man in his late 20s, wearing a multicolored hat, green shirt, khaki shorts, and a brown hat on a brown backpack. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Jay-Z getting into the weed business. So he just announced a multi-year partnership with a California-based cannabis company called, I believe it's Caliba. He'll serve as the company's chief brand strategist, and he'll be working on the creative direction and also increasing outreach efforts to the for the company. And he also says that he wants to increase the representation and participation of people with criminal records who are prohibited from being a part of the growing industry.
That's the business to get into, man. I went to when I was in Portland, Maine last week on vacation. I went to a weed store, and they're so knowledgeable about their weed.
Of course,
they're so good. I was buying stuff I didn't know existed. I got myself some drops. I got myself some topical cream.
Yes, they have creams, oils, and any kind of edible you could think of.
Oh, they have
Rice Krispie treats.
I got chocolate bars. I got lollipops. I got gummies. I got high.
And if you're a fan of Friends, you better get your Netflix fix while you can. Next spring, you'll have to watch it on Warner Media's new streaming platform, HBO Max. Because remember, just recently, The Office is announced that they're leaving Netflix, too. I guess people are all up in arms, but it'll feature this new HBO Max will feature exclusive streaming rights to all 236 episodes of Friends, also The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Pretty Little Liars, and also, they'll have some new original shows as well. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, do we believe Mariah Carey when she says she's a prude? In the new issue of Cosmopolitan magazine, Mariah opened up about her sex life and says, quote, I've only been with 5 people in my life, so I'm kind of a prude. Now, if we believe her, let's run down quickly the list of her high-profile relationships. Of course, she was married to Tommy Mottola. That was back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Then remember, she dated Derek Jeter for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Miguel, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
She married Nick Cannon. She got engaged to billionaire James Packer. Mm-hmm. And now she's with her backup dancer, Brian. So there's six people
right there
that we know of. But there's been all kinds of other rumored guys that were in the mix between the 90s and now. So, I mean, hey, she could be telling the truth.
Take Tommy Mottola off the list. That was more of a career move, man.
Yeah, but they had sex.
That's
the whole point. She said, my partners, I've only had 5 people.
She named him? She said him?
No, I was just running down her partners.
You assumed because he was her husband.
Right, they were married.
I'm telling you, just because they were married or whatever, I'm telling you, there's nothing went on between them two.
I don't want to say 100% that I don't believe her, because I know that she had a sister who was a prostitute and stuff, so I might have turned her away from sex for a little bit. But
I also
heard that back in her early days.
Right.
You know, she was a little loose. So who knows?
Nicki Minaj has backed out of a concert in Saudi Arabia, saying she wants to show support for women's rights, gay rights, and freedom of expression. Now, Nicki was supposed to headline a show there on the 18th, but says she wanted to take a stand and not perform in a place where gender segregation between single men and women is still enforced in many restaurants, coffee shops, schools, and universities. As soon as she announced her cancellation, she started getting tweets from fans in Saudi Arabia who bought tickets for the show and were disappointed, to which Nicki commented on Instagram, can an openly gay person go to this concert without being arrested?
Not in Saudi Arabia.
Which, you know what? You gotta give it to her, man.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, I'm surprised they had her perform. WWE does shows over there.
Yeah.
And they didn't even let the women wrestle.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's her whole point. She's like, why am I going to go perform somewhere where women can't openly and gay people can't express and be who they are? It's ridiculous. And Wendy Williams revealed on her show on Monday that she's dating a new guy, okay? Right? Remember the doctor? He's in his 50s. Well, sources say she's smitten with a guy. His name? Dr. Darren Porcher, he's 52, is a retired New York City Police Department detective. Only problem with this story, though, Someone should have told Dr. Porcher, because apparently after Wendy's announcement, the Daily Mail reached out to him to ask him about it. He laughed and said, no, we're not dating. He says, I'm flattered, but that's not the case. He said that he was brought in and hired by Wendy to do a private security for her during her divorce, but that's where it ends. And added, he is in a very happy relationship with somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though. Wendy's friends are still insisting that they are dating and something's going on. So either he doesn't want to admit that they're dating and trying to hide it, or she's lying. I don't know which one to believe.
She's lying, man. Come on.
I don't know why she would put herself out there like that, especially right now, but who knows? All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, in local news, man, Harvard University has fired their fencing coach, Peter Brand, because allegedly he's been doing some shady stuff. I know folks are like, why are you talking about Harvard? This is what happened. So apparently he sold his house for $1 million. Mm-hmm. Even though it was assessed at being only worth $500,000. Now, he sold it to a wealthy businessman whose son just so happened to be admitted to the school and was on the fencing team. All right. So
that's a coincidence.
Oh, stop it. Shady, shady, shady. Now, if you ran the Boston Marathon this year, pat yourself on the back. The Boston Marathon runners raised a record $38.7 million
really?
For 297 charitable organizations. That's dope. Romero, you're running next year, right?
No, I'm running the New York Marathon this year.
Okay.
And if you'd like to donate, please do. Of course, I'm running it for charity because I'm slow as hell. So you can go on my Facebook and donate there or even on my Instagram. But the link is in the bio. Thank you very much,
right.
Romero
and
Torres.
And I have to admit, you're a little bit shady, too. So no cheating, all right? Don't embarrass us. No cheating. I don't want to hear about, local rape. You know, I don't want to hear nothing like that.
Remember the part where I just said I'm slow?
That's why you would cheat.
No, what do you think? Okay, if you ever see me win a marathon, know that I cheated.
Okay.
But you're never going to see me win a marathon.
All right. And the Major League Baseball All-Star Game went down yesterday in the American League, beat the National League 4-3. Cleveland's pitcher Shane Bieber won the game MVP. This right here is proof that you got to be ready when opportunity knocks. The reason why? The crazy thing is that Bieber wasn't on the original All-Star roster 5 days before the game. He was a replacement, all right?
Wow.
And then even 5 years ago, he was a college walk-on. Man, anything is possible. That's in the words of the great KG Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible. Yeah. You just got to be ready to do what you got to do when opportunity knocks, all right? Nothing going on. So y'all know what that means. Grove Hall, Xbox Live. I'm getting ready for the new Madden that's coming out in August, so I need to work and sharpen my skills. Hit me up. Xbox Live. Grove Hall is my handle.
You better represent because you're branded now with the show.
Yeah.
So you losing on Xbox Live means people coming up to me and somehow bragging that they beat you on Xbox Live.
I mean, it happens. You can't win them all. But I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better.
Some.
That's right. And that's your sport.
All right. And your good news today. So usually when you watch the talent competition of pageants, you'll see, women will sing or dance, play instruments, things like that. Well, at the recent Miss Virginia pageant, one of the contestants, 24-year-old Camille Schreier, came out. White coat, rubber gloves, and performed a science experiment. I love it. So it had to do with like hydrogen peroxide and potassium iodide, catalytic decomposition, and some colorful foam that shot in the air. And it worked. She impressed the judges, was crowned Miss Virginia 2019, and she's going to go on and compete in the Miss America pageant in September. And she says that she hopes to inspire other young women to pursue their passions in STEM.
I hate that. I love seeing science experiments.
Right. All right. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Brigham Health, where there's a will for the safe delivery of twins or triplets. There's Brigham Health with a team to ensure that you and your babies thrive.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.